Stay tuned for Big Town at 9 o'clock. Johnson's Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Water Repellent Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryan, Cliff Arquette, Elvia Allman, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The script is by Don Quinn and Phil Leslie. Music by the Kingsmen and Billy Mills Orchestra. Fibber and Molly join us in a moment. Here is big news for homemakers. Right now, dealers in household products everywhere are featuring special spring house cleaning displays. For your convenience, they're grouping in one place all the mops and brushes, the soaps and cleansers, the waxes and polishes you'll need to do your spring house cleaning job faster, easier, better. And what's more, lots of these displays offer real money-saving seasonal bargains. Yes, and here's one bargain that's really special. It's Johnson's Glow Coat. Johnson's water-repellent, self-polishing Glow Coat in special giant cans. That's right. Glow Coat, for a limited time only, will be offered by your dealer in new giant cans, one-third larger than the regular container, at no increase in price. New giant pints, new giant quarts, one-third more wax in either container at not one penny extra. The special cans with their special labels tell you what a bargain this is. One-third more wax, no increase in price. Johnson's Glow Coat in the new giant cans is at your dealer's now. Get some tomorrow. As the manager of Brinks Express Company might have said when he looked into the vault, how do people get into these things? The same question applies to the big general store at 14th and Oak Street's Wistful Vista, which is apparently being run by Fibber McGee and Molly.
Let me see. I got to get rid of this barrel of dill pickles before the day's over.
Pickles?
Yeah, dill pickles. Boy, this ought to be fun, you know what? I always wanted to run a general store like this.
Well, I will say for you, dearie, that you approach it with an open mind.
Yep.
I can't think of anybody who knows less about running a general store than you do.
Yeah, you said it. It's lucky for Bill Colville that I was in here when he took stick and had to go home.
Yeah.
Did you hear that low moan of gratitude when I grabbed a white apron and a pencil and told him I'd run the store for him? Did you see that?
Was that gratitude? That's odd. I've heard that same low moan from Uncle Dennis when he got a Christmas package that gurgled and it turned out to be shaving lotion.
Well, Uncle Dennis made the best of it. For 3 days, he had a breath like a barbershop on a hot Saturday night. Yes, sir, bud. Something for you?
I got any ant powder?
Yes, we have, sir. Large can or small can?
Large, please. Gardenia, if you have it. Or maybe carnation.
Gardenia or carnation? You sure got fussy ants at your house.
I'll say she is. Oh, yes, and she wants a powder puff, too.
Here you are, sir. Is your aunt doing spring house cleaning? We're having a special today on house cleaning supplies.
Gee, I'm glad you reminded me. Do you carry any floor polishes?
Are you kidding, bud? We've carried floor polishes for 15 years.
And vice versa.
I'll take this one here. Thanks.
Yes, sir. Well, that's our first sale, Tootsie. Ring it up.
Yes, sir. How do you do it? I never saw such a complicated cash register.
Well, these new registers do practically all your bookkeeping for you.
Really?
Yeah, I'll show you how it works. Powder, 37 cents. Puff, 40 cents. Glow Coat, 69 cents. Yeah. Huh? What? Wait a minute. Hey.
Heavenly days. Look what popped out of it.
Yeah, it's a very efficient machine. Oh, see what it says? It says amount of sale, $1.46. Beat that?
Yeah.
Weather, cloudy. Your weight, 176. Your horoscope for April the 11th. Avoid business transactions. That's a good machine, you know.
My goodness, those machines do everything but think, don't they?
Yeah, well, that's...
Well, hello there, daughter. Hello, Johnny.
Well.
Better get out from behind that counter, kids, before somebody catches you.
Hello, Mr. Oldtimer.
We belong behind this counter, Oldtimer. We're running the joint. Say, how you fix for dill pickles? Special today, a nickel a pickle.
Nope. No pickles, Johnny. They keep my face all puckered up, and Bessie keeps trying to kiss me.
See, how is Bessie, Mr. Oldtimer? We haven't seen her for a long time.
Oh, Bessie's just fine, daughter. Full of high spirits.
Yeah?
Chased me for 20 minutes t'other day with a caterpillar laughing fit to bust.
You afraid of a little caterpillar?
Little caterpillar? Hers weighs 5 tons, Johnny. She's bulldozing on the new subdivision south of town.
Oh, a tractor?
Yes, I guess I did. Yeah. A tractor. Well, Bessie's a fine girl, kid.
Yeah.
College girl, you know. Belonged to a very good fraternity.
Fraternity? A fraternity is for men.
So's Bessie, Johnny. She's a man's woman.
Yeah.
But feminine, too. Never smokes a cigar without a holder. Hey, that reminds me. My landlady's cleaning house. Cleaning out all the useless junk. That's why I'm here, kid.
Oh, you want to buy some supplies?
Nope. I was the first thing she threw out, and I got no place else to go.
Why don't you make friends with her, old-timer? Take her a few little gifts for house cleaning, or maybe some dill pickles.
Good idea, Johnny. Let me see now. Candy, flowers, books. Hey, I think I'll take her a pair of nylon hose.
Wonderful. We have some lovely ones. What size?
Oh, give me a pair of 50-footers, daughter. One for the front lawn and one for the back.
Gift wrap them?
Sure. I'll pick it up later. And, Johnny.
Yeah?
I'll take one of these here automatic pencils.
Fine, Mr. Oldtimer. That's $1.
Okay. Fully automatic, is it?
Yep, fully automatic.
Good. I'll set it to write a letter to Papa while I'm at the ball game. So long, kid.
So long.
Billy Mills and the Cannonball Rag.
This big rack of house cleaning stuff, McGee. Isn't this wonderful? Mm-hmm. I can hardly wait to get home and start my own spring cleaning.
Yeah, and I'll help you, too. Oh, hi, sis. What can we do for you?
Well, I'd like a large broom and a dozen light bulbs, 60 watts.
Broom and light bulbs, dearie.
Right. Say, we're having a special on dill pickles today, sis. Nickel a pickle.
No pickles. But I need a new mop and some dust claws.
Mop, no pickles, and dust claws.
You better reconsider about the pickles, sis. Mighty good to munch on while you're cleaning house.
I don't need any pickles.
Okay, babe.
I have plenty of pickles.
You're sure?
Quite sure. Now, just deliver this order, please. Mm. Mrs. Hines, 57 Variety Avenue. Good day.
Hines. That's a familiar name. Wonder if that's the Chase National Bank family.
No, I think she lives there. I'll get it, dearie. Whistle Vista General Store, Molly McGee, assistant temporary manager speaking. What was that, madam? How do you get stains off the carpet? Well, in this case, try some turpentine. Don't mention it.
Who's that?
Mrs. Payne.
Oh.
Her husband has a lot of trouble with his back.
His back?
Yeah, she can't get him up off of it. Personally, if I were her...
Well, look who's making like a merchant. Who was idiot enough to trust you with a store like this, chicken brain?
We just happened to be in here when the owner took sick, Ducky. I volunteered to run the joint at the place for him.
Was he sick before you offered or after?
Both, Doctor. Is there something we can do for you?
Yes, I want about 55 grain tablets of monoacetic acid ester of salicylic acid in any standard proprietary preparation.
Okay, large bottle of aspirin for Doc, Molly.
How did you know?
I looked it up after rehearsal.
Oh.
What else, Doctor?
Well, I need a broom, a couple of dust cloths, and a pot holder.
Okay, Ducky. What size pot holder do you wear?
They're not for me, Eggface. They're for my housekeeper.
All right, so what size does she wear?
Here are the pot holders, Doctor. Anything else?
Yes, give me some cold stuff for a late supper, Molly.
All right.
Sliced ham, loaf of pumpernickel, and some mustard. Oh, and by the way, children, do you make deliveries?
Yes, we do, Doctor.
Isn't that a coincidence? So do I.
Ring that up, kiddo. 320 without the mustard.
You ring it up, Gary. That thing scares me to death.
Oh, you shouldn't feel that way, Molly. After all, man should be the master of the machine.
I'm a woman. You ring it up, master.
Okay.
Ring it up.
What does the slip say?
Oil me.
Very intelligent machine.
Yeah.
How can they ever design a thing like this?
Hey, Mac, you got any mosquito lotion?
Right here, bud. What you want it for?
What do you think I want it for? My mosquito's got a Charlie horse.
Why, guy? Just because I ask him a dumb question, he don't have to give me a smart answer. I suppose all us retail merchants run into a certain number of sourpusses. If I was in the hide, Junior.
Hi, pal. Hello, Molly. Hey, what are you doing? Playing store?
Oh, we're in full charge here, Mr. Wilcox. We've got anything you need, and if we haven't got it, we can get it. And if we can't get it, it isn't made, and if it isn't made, you don't need it.
And then we also got a barrel of nice pickles. Dill pickles, special today on the
Dill pickles. Hey, that's a handsome house cleaning display you've got there, Molly.
Isn't it,
though? Yeah, everything for spring cleaning right on one display rack.
Sure.
Saves a lot of steps for shoppers.
Saves a lot of steps for the dealer, too, Junior. Let's face it.
Say, that's a swell display of Johnson's great waxes, too. Johnson's paste and liquid wax, Johnson's cream furniture wax, Johnson's Carnu, and Johnson's water-repellent glow coat in the big new giant can deal, just starting this week.
Tell us more about this big giant can deal on Johnson's glow coat, Mr. Wilcox. Said happy little Molly, dancing with impatience because her husband wanted to sit this one out.
Well, it's the biggest house cleaning news in years, Molly. This is the deal that gives housewives one-third more of that wonderful water-repellent glow coat for the same money.
Incidentally, I'm selling this giant economy-sized pickles at only a nickel a pickle to get rid of a
Think
whole
of
barrel.
Think of it. A pint and a third of that great water-repellent glow coat for the price of a pint, or a quart and a third for the price of a quart. And this giant can deal is on your dealer's shelves right now.
Don't you like pickles, Junior?
Why, yes, pal, I love pickles, but I can't eat them. Orders.
Doctor's orders, Miss Wilcox?
No, my wife's. Says they'll spoil my dinner.
Hmm.
See you later, kid.
Molly, you know, these pickles just ain't moving.
Oh, pickles, pickles, pickles.
Well,
why are you being so dilly about these pickles?
Well, I hate to admit this, kiddo, but the fact is that I'll get it. Smack out the store down on the crossroads of the air. Luke Grace.
No.
What am I saying? That was 20 years ago.
Yes, indeed.
Wistful Vista General Store. Who? Yes. No. Sure. Great. Right.
Who was it?
Wrong number. somebody that says it.
Well, for goodness sakes, it's his honor. Hello, Mr. Mayor.
Hello, Molly. Hi, McGee.
Hi, Latrivia. I was just thinking of you on account of I got a great bargain today in dill pickles. Nickel a pickle.
Oh, that's very flattering, I'm sure. When you think of pickles, you think of me. You know what I think of when I think of you, McGee?
Should I leave the room?
No, he's just kidding. Ain't you, Latrivia?
Yes, just kidding.
That's what I thought.
I have a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
Remind me to tell you someday about the time in 1871 when I set fire to the city of Chicago and blamed it on Mrs. O'Leary's cow. Oh, I'm a card.
You must have been quite young in 1871, Mr. Mayor.
Well, young people mature more rapidly in the tropics.
Chicago ain't tropical.
It was for a couple of days in 1871. Now then, shall we stop this idiocy and talk a little sense?
Yes, let's. They say the shortest distance between two jokes is a straight line anyway.
Hey, that's pretty good, kiddo. The shortest distance between two jokes? Don't you get it, Latrivia? A straight line?
Tain't funny, McGee.
It is, too.
It is not.
It is, too.
You stay out of this.
Gladly. Now then, if you're here for purposes other than conversational, I'd like to place an order.
Certainly, Mr. Mayor. What can we do for you?
You need some pickles, kid. I got a special on today. Only a nickel a pickle.
No, I don't want any pickles. Mm. I want to send a birthday gift to Alderman McNeef.
Alderman McNeef? Him?
Ain't he the guy that got the grand jury to get a court order to open your safe deposit box? And all there was in it was a song you wrote once named I've Got the Who's Itsy Bitsy Tootsy Wootsy Is Ooh Blues. And sang it over the radio and almost lost you the election?
Please, let us not indulge in personalities. Besides, since then, I've learned to know Alderman McNeef better and wish to send him a little birthday remembrance.
Well, that shows a nice spirit, Mr. Mayor. What do you want us to send him?
10 pounds of cheddar cheese and a washcloth. Enclose a card.
A washcloth and cheese? What'll the card say?
Happy birthday, you dirty rat. Good day.
The King's Men and the Merrily Song.
Hey, 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 we are merrily, 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 merrily on our way to nowhere in particular. We're merrily, 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 merrily on our way, though the roads are perpendicular. We're always in a hurry. We haven't time to stall. We gotta be there, but where we can't recall. We're merrily, 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 merrily on our way to nowhere, nowhere at all. Are we on our way to Nottingham, to Brittingham, to Buckingham, or any hammy hamlet by the sea? Not we. Are we on our way to Devonshire, to Lancashire, to Worcestershire? I'm not sure. We'll have to wait and see. That's for me.
Are we on our way to Dover?
Not today.
Shall we wander over?
Oh, I say,
on the road to some such place as Mandalay.
Put everything in your car. Cigarettes, garters, quart of cylinder oil, diving helmet, shelf paper, peanut butter, andirons, television aerial, bobby pins, 2 sacks of fertilizer, and here's one of our free calendars.
Thanks very much, but this is a 1949 calendar.
That's why we can afford to give them out free. Was there anything else, sir?
Well, can you cash a check for $50?
I don't know, sir. Look in the register, McGee. Are you known here?
No, but my name is on the check, and as you know, when you pay for something by check, the check is your receipt.
Oh, sure, we know that. Now, let me see if we can do it, bud. Hey, what's this? Oh.
Yeah, heavenly days. The cash register's gone haywire.
Oh, gone. It won't open. Well, fortunately, it's almost closing time.
Well, you're lucky I happen to be in here. Opening cash registers is my business.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll rush it right down to our factory branch office and overhaul it for you. We can probably fix it up overnight.
Oh,
I'll put a rush on it.
Well, that's very nice of you, sir. Help him out with it, McGee.
Let me give you a hand there, Bud. That's a pretty heavy machine.
No. I can handle it better myself. Thanks anyway.
Well, much obliged, Bud. You think you can fix it up pretty good?
Brother, when you see this cash register again, you'll be surprised.
My word, we lucky he happened to be here when it broke down.
Yeah.
What company did he say he was with, dearie?
He didn't say, but wish I'd have thought to give him a couple of free pickles. Nice guy like that isn't...
Hold it, dearie, another customer. Oh. Yes, miss, is something for you?
Yes, but I'm not miss, I'm a missus. I've been married a week and I have a little problem.
Married 1 week and only had one problem? Sis, you're going around the course way under par.
What's your trouble, dear?
It's my cooking. I made my husband a banana cream pie last night, and he hardly ate a bite of it. So I thought maybe my recipe was wrong.
Well, you come to the right place, sis. My wife is notorious for being a good cook.
Oh, now, McGee. But you see, dear, a banana cream pie is really very simple. After you've rolled out the crust and peeled the bananas...
Peel the bananas? Oh, you're supposed to peel them. Gee, thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome. Boy, was she grateful. Did you see the look she gave me when she went out?
No, I didn't.
Well, here it is, right here.
Oh, Look Magazine.
Yeah.
Let me see it, dearie. Is this the new issue? The one with all the pictures of us in it?
Yeah, Back to Peoria with Fibber and Molly. Just went on sale today, and it's already sweeping the country.
It is?
Yeah, didn't you read the paper? It says, Women Crazy About New Look. Oh. Must be these pictures of me and... Hey, I take a pretty good picture, too, don't I?
I see it. How do I look?
I don't know. I haven't looked at the pictures of you yet. Run out and get a dozen copies before they're all sold out.
Pardon me. Can somebody wait on me?
Certainly, sir. But you'll have to charge whatever it is. We have no cash register.
Well, that's fine, madam. We just moved into the neighborhood the middle of last week.
Thursday?
No, I just had a milkshake. Thank you.
Well, we'll be glad to open an account here for you, Bud. I'm manager, of course.
Well, I'm glad to know you, Mr. Manager. And you, I presume, are Mrs. Manager.
No, I'm Mrs. McGee. And your name?
Well, my name is Offenbach. Daniel Q. Offenbach.
Write it down, McGee.
Okay. O-F-F-E-N-B-A-C-K. Dan Q.
You're quite welcome, Mr. Manager. Now, if you and Mrs. Manager are ever out my way...
Excuse me, our name is not Manager. It's McGee.
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Fibber McGee.
We're just managing the store for a friend of ours, Mr. Offenbach.
Offenbach, huh? See, I wonder if he's a relative of mine, huh? There was a Phineas Offenbach who had a store during the Revolutionary War. But we haven't heard from him since.
No. Look, Bud. You're Offenbach, remember? The guy who runs this store is named Colville. Bill Colville.
You just told me your name is McGee, Mr. Colville. Now, didn't he, Mrs. Manager?
Oh, let's skip it now. Can we just sell you something, sir?
Well, I'm glad you reminded me. Have you some good, strong toothpaste?
What do you mean, strong? You mean the flavor?
No, just a good, strong toothpaste. My wife wants to pay some teeth back in a comb. And I'd also like a box of ready-mixed cake mixture.
What kind, Angel?
Chocolate baby. Oh, yes, and two cans of soup. Oxtail.
McGee, the man is speaking to you.
Huh? Oh. What was it, Bud?
Two cans of oxtail soup.
Oh, yeah.
And he charged me for a few good cigars because I'm making a speech to the Lions Club tonight.
Very well, sir. What's your address?
My address? Well, it goes, Brother Lions, we are gathered here...
No. Where do you live?
Oh, well, I have a flat over on 14th Street, my wife and I.
Upstairs or downstairs?
Parked at the curb. Huh? My wife is holding up the rear end of the car while I came in here. Oh! Well, that's what I really came in to buy. Have you got a jack?
No, but there's a filling station next door. Come back often, Mr. Offenbach.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Manager.
Oh, my God. Guy got me so mixed up, I forgot to sell him any pickles. rap the luck anyhow. I got to get rid of them dad rat dill pickles, Molly.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, what's all the excitement about a barrel of pickles?
Well, I'll tell you what's all the excitement. You see, when I brought... Hey, look. Here comes the guy with the cash register again. Oh, hi, bud. You got it fixed already?
No, give me some help, will you, quick?
Oh, yeah.
I got it out to my car and got it open, but the drawer closed up on my hand. I can't get loose.
Oh, dear. Here, set it on the counter. McGee, get a crowbar.
Hurry, will you? My arm is numb.
Oh, my gosh, let me punch a few keys and see what happens.
Oh, it's tighter than ever. I'm trapped.
Look, McGee, it didn't open, but a sales slip popped out. What does it say? Quick.
Let me see. It says, phone the cops. This guy is wanted in 8 states for stealing cash registers.
Evan, McGee, phone the police, quick,
dear. Oh, boy, I'll say I'll phone the cops. I'll get a carload of cops. Maybe they'll buy these dill pickles.
McGee, why do you have to sell those pickles?
Because I dropped my wristwatch in that barrel this morning, and I can't reach it till I get rid of those dad rat dill pickles. Hello, operator. Here's the cop.
Bibber and Molly return in a moment. The minute you see the cans, you'll know what a bargain this is. Johnson's Water Repellent Glow Coat is at your dealers now in special giant cans. There's a giant pint, a giant quart, special giant containers that give you 1/3 more wax at no increase in price. Figure your saving. You get 1 1/3 pints for the regular price of 1 pint, 1 1/3 quarts for the regular price of 1 quart. And it's the new Glow Coat, the self-polishing floor wax that shines brighter, makes cleaning easier, lasts up to 4 times longer because it's positively water repellent. Now, this offer is for a limited time only. It gives you 1/3 more of this wonderful wax at no increase in price. Glow Coat in giant cans is at your dealers now. Get some tomorrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, your local merchant has just as many problems in his store as we did in ours tonight.
Yes, and he handles them a lot more intelligently.
So we'd like to take this opportunity, both as retail customers and representatives of the Johnson Wax people, to pay our respects to the guy that has what you want when you need it, your local merchant.
He's a good man to know.
You betcha. Very valuable guy in the community, and the community means the local residents, which means that you are the community, and as the community, you are the merchant is the... What did I start out to say?
You were about to mention Ray.
Ray who?
No, who Ray? For your local merchant.
Oh, yeah. Good night.
Good night, all.
The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Water Repellent Glow Coat, Racine, Wisconsin, and Brantford, Canada, bring you Fibber, McGee, and Molly each week at this time. Be with us again next Tuesday night, won't you?
Try the wonderful new wash day discovery that replaces old-fashioned starching. It's Brisk, B-R-I-S-K, the sensational new wax starch that contains a new miracle ingredient, fabric wax. It's made exclusively by the makers of Johnson's Wax. Brisk is not just a starch. It's a miracle starching mix, better than ordinary starch in 4 wonderful ways. It restores the body and texture clothes had when new. It gives that crisp look without that scratchy feel. Keeps clothes 8 o'clock fresh all day long. Cuts 15 minutes from every ironing hour on Brisk finished garments. Easy to use, no cooking, no boiling. Tomorrow, get the new concentrated economical starching mix that contains fabric wax. Get Brisk. B-R-I-S-K. Brisk.
Steve Wilson escapes a death trap next on NBC.
WMAQ and WMAQ-FM, NBC in Chicago.